Now here is Brother Joly Gone and a mighty clouds of joy opening up for you today. Hope you enjoy them. Joly Gone and the mighty clouds of joy. Jesus can't fix you. Ain't nobody else can. A mighty clouds of joy. Jesus.
Your help is failing to the train. The weight of the world is pressing you down. And when you need a friend, no one can be found. But I know someone who really cares. Whatever the situation, he can answer prayer. Oh, Jesus, if he can change. My Bible said, well, 12 long years, if you know what happened, go on and tell us. She heard about,
yes, she did.
She was passing through. She pressed away, The Bible tells me, she said, if I can touch. I don't care what your problem is. Somebody got health problems out there. Somebody got high blood pressure. Don't give up. Give it to Jesus. How many know Jesus will fix it? Somebody want to know, y'all are dying. How do you know? He fixed something for me.
Yeah! Sit for a second. Now, every person in the building from 12 years old to 90 years old, stand up on your feet. We are honoring God this morning, giving Him all the praise, honor, and glory to our pastor and bishop, Pastor Johnson, and to all of the ministers present here today. To men and women on the move ministry. Greetings. You may be seated. I got a point I want to make concerning the origin of marriage and the family. The origin of marriage and the family. Today we have babies with babies. I know that might have went over your head, but after 12 years old to stand also because they are finding themselves with family ready for family. I hope I give a moral sermon today that will help somebody. We got all kinds of disobedience and immorality going on the medium, internet, television, cell phones, you name it, these children are getting information that is totally immoral that you and I never even thought of when we was coming up. Mothers and fathers can't keep up half the time where their kids are. Amen? This is a family thing now. And we're gonna bring some issues out here. And if the preacher is not preaching what God has ordained for us to preach, we might as well go and sit down somewhere, you know. Amen. Ain't doing God no good. The preacher was called to preach. And to tell the truth about the word. And then let the word take effect as it will. Man, I never heard no preachers talking about that. Well, we're withholding the word from you. Amen? Preach the gospel. Be instant in truth and out of truth. Huh? My wife, my late wife, Her and I, we were married for 51 and a half years. There'll be an amen somewhere there. 51 and a half years. And it wasn't us that did it. The longevity for marriage life is knowing how to love your wife. I think it's in Ephesians here. He wrote down half of my sermon. In the outfit today,
amen. The program.
So I don't have to go over that. I want you to just study that for yourself. I'm gonna skip that because we got a little time limit here that I gotta stay with.
Yes, sir.
And Brother Johnson, he took about 25 minutes. So I got to cut it back again. So I'm left with about 10 minutes. Woo! Open your Bibles, if you will, and turn with me to Hebrew. Chapter 13. Huh? That ain't gonna be for you long. Got 10 minutes. Hebrew 13, verse 4. Teenagers, y'all listen good now. Have you got it? Marriage is honorable or right in all. And the bed is undefiled. Meaning that a husband and his wife, there is no defilement in their union. None whatsoever in their union. But the whoremongers, the adulterers, God will judge. I'm talking about you now that laying up in your bed ain't never got nowhere near to holy matrimony. You're doing your own thing. I don't need to see no minister. I don't need to go to no church. The Bible says you're going to be judged. Somebody can't handle that. That is the reason you're going through so much hardship and trouble. Another reason you're not obeying your mother and your father. Having babies out of wedlock. God can't ordain and bless that kind of stuff. Don't do that. You go straight out there and do it. And bring hardship on yourself and everybody that's surrounding you. I asked someone a few years ago to give me 3 scriptures coming out of the 10th commandment. Couldn't do it. Why don't we know about the Word of God so that we can stay out of trouble? Talking about family now. The Bible says that in Proverbs 18 and 22, when a man finds a wife, He finds a good thing. Huh? When a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. He got a good helpmate. Huh? And when we find each other, what is the next thing we ought to be doing after we courtship for a while?
Marriage.
You got no business slipping in and out of these motels now. Not unless you just got married and getting on a honeymoon. But if you haven't seen Holy Matrimony, you're a homemonger. You're an adulterer. That's what my Bible says. I'm going to sleep with what God said. I ain't getting in no word. I ain't getting in no trouble now. Huh? But that's what God said. Huh? I know, I'm going to stay with what he said. Huh? So it sounds good for me to hurry up and find a priest so I can get a good thing. In other words, one of the things I'm doing, I'm respecting the lady. Let me tell you what my late wife said concerning this. And Mary, forgive me, baby, this is a sideline because we are on our fifth year. Amen. Right. My late wife said to me, "Yes, I love you. But there is nothing going to go on in a sexual relationship with you and I until I put on that holy matrimony sign." I know God is pleased with that. He's the one ordained it. Way back in the Garden of Eden. He created two grown peoples. Not babies. God created two grown peoples. And then taught them everything they knew. Because there was no room for no babysitters. Babysitting going on, that tell me something went on beforehand. God, when he created those two peoples, he joined them together immediately. The origin of marriage. No. He didn't give them a chance to get out there and get educated. And all of a sudden, kids start flying around everywhere. No, he didn't do that. The holy matrimony came from the very beginning. Huh? Go back there to Genesis 9. That's the second chapter there, I believe it is. It'll tell you all about it. He didn't leave the chance. Because the devil right there to create sin in every kind of way he could. And he did. He did deceive.
Yes, he did.
Right there where the blame game started. Huh? No. You gave me that woman. Mm-hmm. Huh? She deceived me. Huh? Lord have mercy. Marriage was instituted by God. Genesis 2 and 18. Not by man. Man got some messed up ways about this thing.
Amen, that's correct.
Huh?
That's correct.
I got that witness from Lee myself. Not just him now. All of us men were doing the same mess. I got this thing. I don't need no minister. I don't need no church. But then Brother Lee said, Brother Moore, you know, I was so wrong. I just started shouting because the man is an honest man. He found what the truth was from the Word of God. And he said, I'm going to straighten this thing out. Hey! Huh? I got to get this thing straight. Every man is going to fall in that category one of these days. Amen? Family is ordained of God. And not man. The woman was formed from the ribs of a man. Huh? Right there by my side. Not behind me. Not in front of me. By my side. And a beautiful, wonderful helpmate. A lot of men get in trouble because they go ahead of their wife. Am I right, Brother John?
Oh, you're right. You so right. I know that.
A lot of times the women get out of their place. We ought to be able to consult.